Hello, everybody. I'm back about 5 minutes later. And number three podcast of the day is going to be about what is wrong with the San Francisco Giants. So after I talked about football in my last podcast, now it's time to talk about baseball. So as some may know, last year, Giants, 107 wins, the most in their franchise history, a completely shocking of a year compared to what everyone was expecting. You had production from the most unlikely of sources. You had incredible, and just a generally very fun season. Darren Ruff, Lamont Wade Jr., Austin Slater, Stephen Duggar. You had Mike Tauchman, even was good for some time. You had Chris Bryant be willing to sign on with the team. Anthony DeSclafani, Alex Wood, Harleen Garcia, Zach Littell, Jose Alvarez, Tony Watson, Camilo Doval, all these names, Dominic Leone, all these guys are just showing up out of nowhere. And that contributed to an extremely fun season, and one where they won the NL West for the first time since 2012. But now in 2022, this team is in third place. They're sitting at 24-20. So let's take a look at what are the issues that are leading to this team's potential missing of the playoffs. Because after last year, the expectations, instead of it being, oh, let's get like 81 wins, let's try to finish at 500. Now the expectations are, what are they going to win the division? And clearly, right now, that is not what the case is. So, for one, the obvious one, Buster Posey is gone. So that leaves Joey Bart with the reins to lead on the catcher position, and also Kirk Casale, but Kirk Casale has a concussion right now. After Buster Posey retired last November, you have Joey Bart, and this year, after he hit a home run in his first major league home run in the first game of the season, he's fallen off hard. He's sitting 165 with a 81 OPS plus, a 634 OPS, on base percentage of 305, not hitting the ball hard or well. So that is one. Obviously, the catcher position is arguably one of the most important positions on the field. And when you have Joey Bart, who is 25 years old, was their top prospect for a long time, you're expecting him to be solid or good. And right now, that is not what the case is. And then also, Kirk Casale, who's on the concussion list now, he was just activated this morning, actually. He's hitting all right, but he's 33 years old. He's only played 19 games so far. The Giants are not expecting Kirk Casale to be their everyday catcher or to even replace Joey Bart, because Joey Bart has proven in the minor leagues that he's a solid major league catcher, or potential major league catcher even. So they are having to rely on Joey Bart hitting 165. He's doing a good job catching pitchers, but when he's hitting, coming to the plate, he's not doing anything at all. Buster Posey, even in his final year before his retirement, he still hit 304, had almost a career year in 2021, and now he's gone. I mean, nothing against Buster Posey, but I'm sure that the Giants wouldn't mind even a 34-year-old Buster Posey, but that is his decision. They've had to rely on Michael Papirski, who was acquired for Mauricio Dubon. He's 0-for-9 in his career so far, with Kirk Casale out, so they sent Michael Papirski down. Then also, around the infield, just no one has been hitting as well as they did last year. Brandon Crawford, after he hit a career-high home runs with 26 last year, or 24, excuse me, now he had a 140 OPS plus. This year, he's hit 4 home runs in 41 games, has a 90 OPS plus. He's fallen off hard with the bat, and his defense has also slightly suffered somewhat. You can definitely tell that Brandon Crawford is 35 years old by now. Also, then that's not really the end of the world. The hitting is not the major issue. It's just that they've been relying on these guys to... They've been kind of just throwing names against the wall and seeing who sticks. Lamont Wade Jr. has only played in 10 games. He's back on the IL. Jason Foster was up for a bit. Evan Longoria, since his return, has been all right, not great. Mauricio Dubon's already been dealt away. He struggled in the spring training, then wasn't great in San Francisco this year. He's in Houston now. Luis Gonzalez was a nice find. He's been really good, hitting .321, .133 OPS plus. Jason Crizan was up. Elliot Ramos was up for 4 games before being sent down. It's kind of a strange move that right there. Not really sure what their goal behind that was. They've been relying on guys like Donovan Walton, Kevin Padlo, Stuart Fairchild, Mike Ford, and Ka'ai Tom to keep things going with Steven Duggar on the IL, Brandon Belt on the IL right now. Lamont Wade Jr. has been out for a bit. Tommy Estella's only played in 7 games so far. He's been actually pretty good. Has already hit 2 home runs in 7 games. And that is Ka'ai Tom, Mike Ford, Stuart Fairchild. Those are names that's a 2019 San Francisco Giants team. Bruce Bochy's final year when you had guys like Joey Rickard. Just like, and they still had these names popping up. Donovan Solano had a breakout year, came back up and kind of turned his career around. He's in Cincinnati right now, though. Gerardo Pargan, Hervis Solarte, Scooter Jeanette, Eric Kratz, Mike Gerber, Christian Adamas. Those are names like that. That's a 2019 team. And you could say that same thing about last year. There were guys that in 2019, Chadwick Tromp, Sky Bolt, Mike Tauchman, those are names. That's not even as bad as it has been this year about these like random guys just showing up and getting at bats, getting everyday at bats. Stuart Fairchild started the last game, played center field. Their pitching has not been good. Anthony DeSclafani's on the 60 IL. He's only made 3 starts. Has a 6.08 ERA. Alex Cobb, who was one of their bigger offseason signings behind Carlos Rodon, that experiment has not gone great. He has a 6.25 ERA. Has struggled a lot. And they were talking about how they were, this is a reclamation project after he had a rough couple years with injuries in Baltimore and Los Angeles, the Angels. The Orioles and the Angels are not two teams that I would be plucking my possible players from. Those are two pretty horrible development organizations. Carlos Rodon was solid. He struggled in his last couple starts. Alex Wood's been okay. Jake Junis has been a nice find out of Kansas City. He's started 4 games, 6 games played so far, so 2 relief appearances as an opener behind Sammy Long. He has a 2.76 ERA. Logan Webb has been solid. Hasn't really been the ace that Kevin Gausman was last year, though. So I think what this team needs to do is just find some people that are going to be excellent to good. Jock Peterson's been really good. He did struggle for a bit. Mike Yastrzemski's been really good. But there just haven't been enough guys that have been a step above like last year when you had people just popping up out of nowhere. Their bullpen has been really good. Zach Littell's been all right, has kind of struggled with the home runs allowing. Tyler Rogers had that horrible blow-up appearance a couple nights ago against the Mets when he only got 1 out, gave up 7 runs. He has a 7.41 ERA, which is... You don't want to have your setup guy. Jake McGee's been awful. He's just got activated today. Dominic Leone's been okay. Harleen Garcia's yet to allow an earned run. He has walked a lot of people compared to his strikeouts, so I'm not sure if that 0 ERA is going to stick around. Haven't really had any guys in the minors pop up and be really good. Mauricio Yovera's been all right. Junior Marte's been bad. You've had Luis Gonzalez, the outfielder, pitch a couple times. Kervin Castro's been bad. Sean Jelly was up for 1 game, but then was sent back down. Sammy Long was all right, but he's back in the minors now, kind of being stretched out into being a full-time starter instead of just being the one-inning guy. And then also, I think this team, if they want to prove that last year was not like a big anomaly, then they would like to have some names just pop up. Maybe a trade, something. They have had some solid players. No one who's been that great. John Brebbia's been really good this year. Camilo Duvall's been pretty good. John Brebbia was horrible last year on my least favorite players list. But it seems like this team is sort of outsmarting themselves right now. The front office is bringing in these guys that they think It's sort of like when I play OOTP, OOTP, the baseball game. It's like I'm just like signing guys, picking them up, and then if they do bad, then I release them. That's sort of like how when people play Madden. Like these, you're gonna, they bring in guys, they think that these guys are, they like have some inside knowledge on someone. Then when the player performs to the level that they've been performing in the past, Kevin Padlo hitting 167, Luke Williams being bad, Mike Ford going 1-for-4 in his single game, then being traded back to the Mariners, Stuart Fairchild being bad as well, Michael Papirski being bad. I feel like this team thinks that they know something that other teams don't, but in reality, they're not. They don't know that much compared to everyone else. So, if anyone at the Giants hears this, sign me up. I'm here. I'm ready to help. So, with that, hope you all have a good day. This is What's Up with the Giants.